Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, February 23rd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. At the Bucharest 9 summit yesterday in Warsaw, U.S. President Joe Biden confirmed the U.S.'s sacred commitment to NATO Article 5, promising America would defend literally every inch of NATO. The U.S. president went on to praise the leadership of the B9 countries of NATO's eastern flank, emphasizing that freedom and democracy around the world were at stake in helping Ukraine fend off Russia's invasion. In a joint declaration adopted at the summit, the B9 leaders reaffirmed their shared commitment to continue to reinforce our deterrence and defense policy. Posture. According to officials, leaders of the B9 agreed at the summit that they would defend each other against any potential adversary, going on to condemn Russia's aggressions against Ukraine and call for the reinforcement of NATO's presence in the region. Polish officials are celebrating ever stronger cooperation with the United States on energy security after signing an agreement with the American company Westinghouse to build Poland's first nuclear power plant. The contract signed yesterday between Polskie Elektrownie Jądrowe, Westinghouse Electric Company, and Westinghouse Electric Poland covers pre-design cooperation, including preliminary design work and estimated project costs for the construction of the first nuclear power plant in Poland. Climate and Environment Minister Anna Moskwa told reporters at the signing event that nuclear energy is the future of Poland and the path towards ensuring energy security. She praised the contract as a strategic investment, which will provide Poland with clean and safe energy of our own and a stimulus for growth. Moskwa told the media last November that the Polish government had agreed to build 3 reactors in northern Poland, with construction set to start in 2026 and the first reactor to be ready in 2033. In an official statement issued by the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed the Polish government's decision to use a U.S.-based company for the project, cementing a long-term strategic energy partnership between Poland and the United States. Polish institutions marked International Mother Language Day on Tuesday, which focuses this year on the theme of multilingual education. Established by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, in 1999, the holiday is celebrated every year on February 21st to raise awareness of the importance of preserving cultural and linguistic diversity. According to UNESCO's Atlas of Endangered Languages, 8 of the nearly 3,000 languages listed are historically or currently connected with Poland, including Kashubian, Belarusian, Yiddish, Ruthenian, Romani, Polesian, and Wielomowski, a Germanic language spoken by the inhabitants of a small town near Bielsko-Biała. The Polish language itself is one of the 25 most popular languages in the world, according to the Center for Polish Language and Culture at the Szczecin University of Natural Sciences and Humanities, with over 40 million speakers of Polish worldwide. Catholics in Poland and around the world celebrated Ash Wednesday yesterday, part of the annual Lent fasting period during the 40 days preceding the Easter holidays in April. For Catholics worldwide, the period of Lent marks a call to repentance, conversion, and renewal before the arrival of Easter, one of the most sacred holidays of the Christian calendar. During the Lenten period, Radio Gdańsk will offer a series of special programs entitled On the Paths of Mercy with Father Tomasz Nowak and editor Andrzej Urbański. On the Paths of Mercy will air every Tuesday and Friday at 5:35 p.m., starting February 24th up to April 7th.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with very little chance of rain during the day and a gentle breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will be slightly warmer than yesterday, climbing from lows of near freezing to a high of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and dropping to a low of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly cooler temperatures are expected for tomorrow, with a chance for rain or snow showers overnight. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.